Here's this hour's news from the Arkansas Now newsroom. A high school student in Arkansas was removed from campus following a social media post that mentioned a gun. KATV News reports Nathan Sullivan, principal at Whitehall High School, said on Sunday that school administration became aware of the post and acted to remove the student. Law enforcement was also made aware of the situation. And in Searcy, an expected fentanyl overdose has led police to arrest the dealer. Sarah Allison was identified as the dealer on Sunday, and she faces a charge of aggravated death by delivery, along with other charges. Melvin Collier was also arrested yesterday and charged with trafficking fentanyl, along with several drug possession charges, according to Region 8 News. And COVID-19 numbers across Arkansas continue to climb. Between August 17th and August 24th, Arkansas had an additional 2,185 cases of the virus. An additional 44 people were hospitalized due to COVID-19. From the Arkansas Now newsroom, I'm Hina Campbell.
Quarterback, guard, running back. Every position has a role in building success. If you want a position where you can build success in your own career, Lexicon is hiring welders, millwrights, and many more positions. We offer free on-the-job training through our own Lexicon University so you can learn while you earn and build the career you want. Competitive pay, a great health care plan, paid vacation, a sweet 401k plan, and more. Find out more at lexicon-inc.com/football.
September 10th and 11th at the State House Convention Center, it's the return of Arkansas Comic-Con. These celebrity guests are bigger than ever before, including Christina Ricci, the original Wednesday Addams, nerd icon Felicia Day, Shameik Moore, the voice of Miles Morales, WWE Scott Steiner, and Lex Luger, and many, many more. Tickets are on sale now at ArkansasComicCon.com. September 10th and 11th at the State House Convention Center in Little Rock. Kids 10 and under, free with paid adult admission.